Welcome to this webcast featuring Forward in Christ Magazine's monthly parenting column, Heart to Heart Parent Conversations. I'm Nicole Balza, staff editor of Heart to Heart and mom of three. Joining me today is Carrie Oganoff, a contributing author for Heart to Heart. The last time Carrie talked with me was in January 28, and then she was talking about how to incorporate goal setting in our families. Carrie's 2018 goals didn't quite turn out the way she originally planned, so today she's here to talk with us about how she and her family dealt with an unexpected challenge. Welcome, Carrie.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So tell us about what happened in 2018.
Well, I started getting sick last winter, just random colds and flu. I had stomach flu and the regular flu and sinus stuff, and I'm just not a person that gets sick very often, so it was very unusual. And then I wound up finding a swollen lymph node in my neck and thought, oh, I probably have mono and I should go get this checked out. And it turned out actually to be nodular sclerosing Hodgkin's lymphoma, which is very treatable with chemo. And I've now come through the full 12 rounds of chemo that I needed to do. And there's no active evidence of lymphoma currently, which is wonderful news. But it sidelined me for most of last year. So all of my athletic goals and hiking trips that I had planned really got shoved on the back burner for a future year, which is okay.
Because you're here.
Because I'm here and I'm alive, and that's all right.
Yeah. So how exactly did you go about telling your children? You have a young daughter and a young son. How did you tell them that their mom had cancer?
I do. We were lucky in that we knew, because of the kind of cancer it was, that I had a good prognosis. And so that made it a little bit easier to sit down with them and say, I have lymphoma, which is a kind of cancer. It's a blood cancer. It's in my lymph nodes. And so I'll have to have chemo, which is going to make me even sicker for a little while, but ultimately I will be better and I'm not going to die from this. And Henry, who was almost six at the time, kind of just wanted to know how it would impact his life. He wanted to make sure I'd still be able to be at his school events and kind of what would his life look like because of this. And my 9.5-year-old at the time, she's now 10, wanted the scientific explanations of everything. She busted out her notebook and sat down with my husband and with me as much as I could, and she wanted to know everything about the white blood cells and what exactly the chemo would do and how the cancer was spreading and that kind of thing. She really wanted to know the logical explanation of everything that was going on with me. And I feel like that gave her a sense of control of the knowledge and the situation. So,
sure. Well, as you're going through it, I mean, obviously this kind of threw your entire family life into a tailspin, I would think.
Yes.
So how did you guys deal with the change in the dynamic in your family?
Well, I had chemo every other week. And so for the first 5 to 7 days after a chemo treatment, I was really non-existent in the house. I was in bed or on the couch and feeling sick and just couldn't do a whole lot. And so my husband really stepped up, and he, in addition to his full-time job, was mom and dad and chauffeur for the kids. And really, for both of us, it was important to keep the kids' lives as normal as
sure.
possible throughout. So he really stepped up. But beyond that, we also discovered what an awesome community of school and church and family and friends that we have locally and far, far away that really helped with meals and rides for the kids and came and walked our dog and helped clean the house, all kinds of things I wouldn't have even thought of that could be helpful, that people just stepped up and took care of us, which was amazing.
That's fantastic.
Yes.
So what kind of advice would you give a family who might be facing a similar diagnosis?
Think about what you need and be okay with asking people for those things. So what we really needed was someone to help exercise our dog and occasionally rides for the kids and company. I was so, because I went from being so busy to on my couch for 6 straight months, it was really helpful for me to have people stop over and visit with me. So figure out what, for your situation, would be most helpful to you, and then don't feel bad asking specifically for those things, because people want to help.
Fantastic. So. Do you have any other advice to share? Anything else that you kind of think it would be important to share with people?
When you know a family who's going through something like this and you can't think of a way to support them, prayer is such an amazing way to reach out, just to know that people were praying while we were sick or struggling, going through just some hard things.
Right.
That was such an uplifting thing, to know that people were storming God's throne on our behalf. And it may feel like a little thing to you, reaching out and saying that you're praying, but it's not. So let them know that you're praying, and then lift them up in prayer.
Thank you. Thanks for sharing your story. Carrie also wrote an article for the March issue of Forward in Christ about how fellow Christians can support their brothers and sisters who are struggling with serious illnesses. She gives great tips about what she found most helpful. You can find this article at Heart to Heart's website, forwardinchrist.net. While there, you can read other articles by Christian parents. You can chime in with your thoughts or questions, learn more about Heart to Heart's authors, view other webcasts or podcasts on parenting topics, or subscribe to Forward in Christ magazine. Thank you for joining us, and may God bless your parenting journey.